Are the Tea Party, is the Tea Party force or forces at play still in Congress?
Well, you definitely see those members that are the most conservative, that affiliate themselves with the Tea Party in the House of Representatives at the federal level. But I'll suggest that with what we heard today about positive movements in the United States Senate with immigration reform, that we're seeing Republicans come to the table now. And it's good to hear that they're listening to the American people. That's where the country is, and the Congress needs to get there with them. So as long as we continue to see positive movement, I think that we'll be able to work together. People don't have to give up on their principles or their ideals, but they have to make sure that we're moving policy that's going to strengthen the country and that's going to reflect the will of the American people. And that's what I hope that they're listening to.
Mm-hmm. Speaking then of that issue, immigration, where are we? You supported a bill in 2009. And I imagine you're supporting the president's efforts this year.
I supported a few provisions in 2009, and in the House of Representatives, we were able to pass the DREAM Act. Sadly, that died in the United States Senate. That would have offered protections to students that are going to colleges, universities, and graduating, or those that are serving in the armed services as well. That's an important element of a comprehensive immigration reform package, something that I'm sure that we'll be hearing from President Barack Obama when he visits Nevada, associated with his unveiling of his legislation. It's also included in the principles that the Congressional Hispanic Caucus has outlined, of which I'm a part of, and very similar to the principles that the United States Senate outlined as well, where four Republican senators, four Democratic senators have come together to be able to encourage their colleagues to support an immigration reform package. So I'm hopeful that, again, that we're seeing movement in the Senate. We'll hear from the president soon, and I'm sure that the House, that you'll see the legislation that we hope to see come out of our chamber as well to get to the president, and hopefully this is done before the end of summer.
So you are, what's the rank in the Hispanic Caucus that you hold now?
So I'm honored that my colleagues and my peers in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus have elected me as the first vice chair, which puts me right under the chairman of the caucus. And, you know, with it comes responsibilities, but it's also a reflection of how we're able to work with our colleagues. So, again, I'm really honored that my colleagues in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus have elected me as that vice chair in the caucus.